You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education.
The most interesting thing in tech. Researchers in Israel have shown that Teslas can be forced to stop in the middle of a road by hackers who project imagery onto the road or onto a digital billboard. So a hacker could hack into a digital billboard and very quickly, in a way that is imperceptible to the human eye, show a stop sign or a pedestrian, and at least according to this research, a Tesla would stop, which could make the cars behind it crash, could create all kinds of other problems. A few things about this. First of all, if you're writing the next James Bond film, you should clearly include this. Secondly, it's a reminder that as we move into the autonomous future, which I dearly hope we will with great speed, we need to remember the vulnerabilities that we're creating. Autonomous cars will be fundamentally different in certain ways, and they will have new attack vectors. We have to remember this. Third, it's going to be important that we pay attention to the differences between different autonomous vehicles. Some will have more problems than others. Tesla has very deliberately chosen a path whereby they just use cameras and radar. That moves them along quickly. It may get them to fully autonomous driving before its competitors, but they're not using LiDAR. Many other companies are using LiDAR lasers, which seems like maybe wouldn't be tricked by this hack. So ultimately, there may be a moment where we're choosing, do we want cars with cameras and radar? Do we want cars with cameras, radar, and LiDAR? That will be a complex moment. But my last thought, I don't want news of this hack to discourage momentum in this field, because autonomous cars will be much safer. They don't drink. They don't get distracted the same way we do. They will be much safer. In fact, if a hacked Tesla were to stop in the middle of a road, an autonomous car would be much more likely to not crash into its rear. So I hope progress continues, but I also hope we protect. All right, see you tomorrow.